Welcome back to the Pensacola. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess. I'm here today with one of my favorites. I shouldn't say that.
No.
Okay.
Yes, you'll make the other guys.
Wink,
jealous.
Wink. We have Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
It's warm. It's a bit warm out there today.
Actually, it's not too bad.
You don't think
the
so?
The rain has sort of cooled it down a little.
Well, it felt smacky in the face hot when I first came in, I will tell you that. So how have you been?
Busy.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Busy publishing magazines.
I mean, that is good life. I got a couch last week, and I decided I would put up some decor on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived a little.
You bought a couch?
Well, somebody else might have paid for it, but yes.
You didn't steal it, I take it.
No, because I'm not good at picking up couches that big. My muscles aren't the same as they used to be.
I'm not going to touch that. No. Hey, you won't draw me into that
one. It hurts your back.
I'm a wise old fox, you know. You can't fool me.
I mean, I could try, but I don't feel like I could pull it over. I think I'd pull one over on you.
You can try, certainly.
I got to practice, and I have to get up 2 days early to do it. I got to get ahead of you.
Yes.
So what's going on in downtown, crowd?
Well, lots of good things. We've been over, I guess, last week. We talked about the Trivial Pursuit and the Vintage Fest and all that other good stuff. But, you know, there's always good stuff happening downtown. I go downtown. I usually go to my office on a Saturday morning for a few hours, and I deliver some magazines and just check things around. And it is just always buzzing downtown, even on a Saturday morning.
I feel like we should be singing downtown. Whoever sings that. Whoever is not Jess.
And so it was this past Saturday. Alas, I just realized that I got busy and I missed running with the Bulls.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you about. That would have been excited for me to see, and I think it's something that I don't ever want to miss ever again.
I have, well, I'd like to say run, but more of a walk.
Trot?
A trot, yeah. A dignified
walk
trot.
Fast.
And it was a lot of fun. You know, the roller girls there, they don't hit you too hard. They kind of tap you with a wet noodle thing.
They look friendly, and then they scare me.
When they come skating towards you, yeah, they're a little little scary. You think they're going to bowl you over. But they're pretty adept at that, obviously. And they, as I say, just give you a tap with one of those, like, noodle things.
Yeah, they're like pool noodles.
Yeah.
But they're not wet. They're dry.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So it's a lot of fun. But, of course, the best fun of all is to go into Seville afterwards, Seville Quarter, and drink some beer.
I think I'd want to prep first, though.
Well, you prep by exercising. Could you work up a thirst?
Okay. Eating breakfast, exercising, getting hit, and then drinking.
Yes.
To soothe the, probably not the pain, just the ego of getting run by the Bulls.
Yes. Yes.
So it was the 13th annual. Mm-hmm. And proceeds, am I correct? They donate proceeds to charities in the area, or have I just dreamed that up?
You know, I don't know which charity, but I'm sure they do. Yeah, so Seville Quarter does a lot of great things for charity.
That's awesome.
Including the Crab Cake Cook-Off, and the proceeds go to Art Gateway.
There were some hurt feelings last week around the whole Crab Cake Cook-Off because my housemate, Chris, loves crab cakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had to work, so he wasn't permitted to leave the studio and go eat crab cakes. And next door ate all the crab cakes. But I said, hey, just send him a picture of you guys eating the crab cakes because that's going to make him feel even better. And it didn't.
I wonder why.
Exactly. Speaking of trivia, I was looking up some trivia earlier because you know the Olympics are coming up next week.
Yes, yes. I must admit, I'm not a huge Olympics fan.
I am. I'm sporadic.
It kind of. I remember back when I was a kid, I always looked forward to it. Was very patriotic about the runners, but I guess old age kind of makes you a little jaded.
Yeah.
You just wonder how much is, because they're not amateurs anymore, and at least back then they at least were. Said they were amateur, even though, of course, they weren't. Now they're totally professional.
Yeah.
Big money involved.
Pulling basketball players from the NBA, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and you wonder a little bit about, you know, stimulants and things like that.
Right.
It just doesn't have the same, I'm going to say cachet, that's not the right word.
Pizzazz?
Pizzazz, yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course, I'm patriotic about the U.S. team, and, of course, the U.K. team.
Great.
So I'm fortunate I can pull for two.
So if one team's not doing so well, you can be like, but we did great with the other team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe it's something that happens to us as we advance in years. We get a little jaded about things.
Yeah. Well, it's more exciting to me that 13 million meals are going to be served during that time period over there.
Mm.
I mean, that's so they, the people say.
It kind of says a lot about our world when the River Seine, I'm not sure if it's Seine or Seine, I don't know how they pronounce it, that runs right through the middle of Paris, they've had to work like crazy to clean it up to make it safe to swim in. So, you know.
And poof, overnight, it's safe.
Yeah. I'm a little doubtful about that. I don't think I'd swim in there.
You first is what I would say.
Yeah.
I'm right here. You first.
But I guess I shall watch it a little bit. Because the problem is that they are, what, is it 7 hours ahead of us? Or 6 hours? I think 6 hours maybe. 7 hours ahead of us. And
sure.
So it's not always going to be convenient. I guess it'll be tape delay.
Right.
But that really takes the edge off.
I heard breakdancing. We talked about this last segment. Breakdancing is the new I guess it's the new sport.
Yeah, call me old-fashioned, but breakdancing is a sport.
Right?
Aren't we getting a little crazy here?
How about hobby horsing? That'll be the next thing.
Ooh. Yeah, aren't we? Yeah.
We're going overboard, aren't we?
I think we're going over the top to, I don't know. Is it a sport, breakdancing? I mean, I'm sure they're very talented.
I mean, is ballroom dancing part of the Olympics? I would say ballroom dancing would be more of a sport than breakdancing. But we want to know what you think. And you can be part of the conversation at 437-1620. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Malcolm is going to talk all things.
Oh.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're here today with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. We didn't even come in on any music. We just came in hot. Like, boom, we're here. It seems like a day for what?
Gripes. We're doing a little bit of griping.
Let's do it. Let's gripe.
Yeah.
You first.
Am I the only one that is about ready to shoot out the TV screen if I see those political commercials, the ones for the local congressional district?
I don't know if I want to shoot them out or kick them, knock it over.
Is it on a lot, or am I hallucinating?
I definitely think that it's a lot.
Hmm.
And something that I had not seen until I moved further, you know, south and Midwest, the commercials get interesting, but they are some of the most interesting commercials in this area.
Well, I have a message for both candidates, and that is that a commercial, I'm sure, works and influences people, and we notice. But there comes a point when it's overdone and it's in your face so much that you just don't listen anymore. Oh, it's that again. And so I think, personally, I think they're wasting money at some point.
It's ineffective.
Just not every commercial, Brian,
right,
for goodness sake.
You stop listening, it's ineffective. And quite frankly, let's hear some policy, let's hear some changes, let's hear some good things. We already know that we're all... Well, I wouldn't say you and I, because I think we're like saints. But I think, you know, everybody has some poor qualities and some outweigh the rest. But how about we hear about what you're going to do for our states, for our
yes,
entire country?
Yes.
I agree.
We want to know, what are you going to do about the border? What are you going to do about the economy, etc.? Let's be positive.
Exactly. Put a little sugar or honey on it. Make us, you know... Vinegar all the time is maddening.
Yes. So anyway, enough of the gripes.
We've moved on.
We've moved on, yes.
Darn it, that was not that long of griping. Maybe tomorrow.
It's not good to be negative. You need to be positive.
Absolutely. It's the 80-20 rule. 80% of life is good, 20% kind of stinks, but we want to make that 20% feel like the 80%, and... I say 80% happy. Good rule?
That's a good rule.
All right.
Yeah.
You paused there for a minute. I thought you were going to be like, yes, Jess, you're a genius.
Well, that goes without saying.
Thank you.
So what have we got that's positive? Well, there's lots of good things happening downtown. I'm looking in my Pensacola magazine. In around the region, and events. I'm just looking for the page here. Here it is. The event calendar is on page 34. And that tells us that upcoming on the 27th to 28th, this is interesting, Christmas in July Marketplace at the Women's Club of Pensacola. Get
that
your shopping
sounds
done
fun.
Early.
Get ahead. Like you say every year that you're going to start shopping soon, early, so that you're not pulling your hair out on the 24th of December. But what happens?
Well, about the 23rd, I start to think about it and act on the 24th. Isn't that what everybody does?
My son has great technique, and I think it only works for him. He actually goes out on the 24th, and he asks every year, thank goodness we live far apart now because he can't do that. But he'll be like, hey, you want to go? And generally I'm thinking, free food or what's involved in this?
Well, I instituted in my family a long, long time ago. I didn't want my kids to be running up credit cards to buy gifts and things. So we evolved a plan where we would draw names and you would buy for one person. And that one person would actually give a list of what they wanted. So that A, you could keep the cost under control, and B, you could be sure that it was a present that they really wanted and could use. And we've done that every year for a long, long time. And that really, well, it takes the stress out of buying, for one thing. And secondly, again, you get the present that you want, something that you can really use.
I need to find a new family because mine would take that as an opportunity to give you some kind of gag gift.
Well, no, you supply a list.
Oh.
Every year, you, 1 through 10 presents that you would like. Obviously, you have to keep... The rule is that you spend... Well, it says no more than $75. We're probably, with inflation, we need to up that now, but it's like $200. Most of the time, me included, you spend more than 75, and again, everybody pretty much gets, well, not pretty much, they do get what they wanted, what they can use.
You could do the 75, like, this was $75, it's on sale now for 50. Do you buy that extra in 25, or do you be like, yes, this was $75?
Well, you can't skimp on your relatives and family. You've got to do the right thing.
There's always my conscience. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Let your conscience be your guide, as the man said.
I'm a Libra, so I would be battling between what that right conscience would say.
Well, I think I just recall over the years so many ties that I never wore, stuff that is kind of nice, but you never really use, you know, like manicure sets. I don't know, all kinds of things that it's kind of nice to have, and you probably figure you're going to use them, but you really don't too much because you. And so it made good sense not to waste money. Particularly, again, I try to teach my boys not to run up credit cards. I think it's the worst thing
smart.
That you can possibly do. Having made that mistake myself many years ago. I have tried to instill it in them. And if you can't afford it, don't buy it. But don't run up a credit card. And so that was all part of that general plan, if you like.
That's smart. Let's hold the thought on that because that's interesting. And I had a situation yesterday I want to share with you. Let's take a break.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money.
Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. We're bringing the mood down a little bit before we talk about credit cards.
That'll get your blood pressure up.
I mean, it will. I had somebody yesterday, we went shopping and we bought a couple nightstands and some stands for our living room. And this poor little girl, I think it was like the last day for her to get some kind of bonus, and she just kept going and going. And I finally said, do you want to make him, and I was referring to my partner, Chris, I was like, do you want to make him so mad that we leave these four items here because these are great deals and I want to go? So I said, listen, I'm just going to pay my medical bills when I have them and my credit will be great. Credit cards do not make my credit good.
Well, they can hurt your credit because it shows as debt on your credit report.
Yep.
And if your debt to earnings ratio is out of proportion, then, of course, it hurts it very badly. I think the 24% interest or whatever it is means that it's very hard to pay them off. I mean, I think everybody's heard this, so I won't be redundant. But that was sort of what I tried to instill in my kids. And I can honestly say my oldest boy has never had a credit card balance. He uses credit cards, as we all do, but pays them off every month. And I'm very proud that that's one thing I passed on to him.
That's a great thing to pass on. Thank you so much for coming in today, Malcolm. We love having you in here. Thanks for putting up with me. And, as always,
next week.
Next week. Till then.